My name is Evangelist Marvin Fleming, and the name of this piece is called You're Preaching Politics, Not Holiness. You're preaching politics, not holiness. You're straggling the fence, double-minded. You're thinking like you're six, doing backflips out of the spirit and into the flesh. You need to be reading Deuteronomy 11:26. God set the mix, blessings and cursings. I see the one that you have picked, the evil side that you can't hide. That's why the light of God is always looking deep inside. God is reading everyone's mind. Any despicable acts, thoughts of impurity, that's why he said, depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Hard-hearted, selfish and rude, irritable and touchy, and deeply confused. Refusing to repent, full of discouragement, slander and pride. That's why the Spirit is speaking, especially that in the latter time, some should depart from the faith, having devil-inspired minds. Unbelievably evil. That's why the heart is deceitful, because you're preaching politics, not holiness. That's why the Pharisees handed Jesus over to the Roman government, even though it was written. Many are still acting like them now, nurturing your own grudges. Unholy the pride, working in lies, unforgiveness in these evil times. Your words now reflect your fate then. Either you be justified by them or you'll be condemned, more or less. You don't want the living God to condemn you for your sins, because you're going to come to reality and see for yourself that hell really do exist. The living God is always looking at the indifference to humankind, the impression, physical and mental depression, unemployment, economy, and the cost of living. But the cost of sinning has always been higher, bringing many to some real eternal problems. You've been blinded, walking in spiritual darkness, stubborn and greed, which make many so wicked and mean that they're inventors of evil things. Reckless lust, which bring many disease. No natural affections causing diversions, because of their upbringing. Judgmental spirits, no sense of true value, because you know that you're sinning. Locking many down. The majority, they're selling out now, because they're preaching politics, not holiness. The politics is telling many not to be saved. You can see it in the face. They're walking in an ungodly way. Looking back, so many seasons of scorn in many different ways. Learning a stable community and use your way. Backbiting, fighting the house in a young gang. Too many young kids in the prisons in these days. They're politicians in a whole different way. They need to be in college, but now without no understanding because they have been led astray. When they hear the word of God, then the devil comes and steals the word away, preventing them from believing being saved, because they're not preaching spiritual warfare in the pulpit in these days, because there's no divine authority, because they're preaching politics, not holiness. So many are so ungrateful, not believing and being thankful, not trusting in the only one, God's Son, for all he has done. From everlasting to everlasting, Jesus is God. You want to truly be blessed? Then come out from this worldly mess. Stop being conformed to this evil world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then get on your knees, lift up your holy hands, and give Jesus thanks and the glory and a lot more of your time. Who can ever lift all the glorious miracles the Lord God has ever done? Not even one. Has the Lord God redeemed you? Then speak out and tell others that he has saved you. That you stop preaching politics. Now you're preaching holiness.